Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You think about the person in your life when you started believing you more than anyone else. They're the ones that make the sacrifices. When I walk out, my old man's next to me. They're not just looking at you, they're looking at what made you. I want them talking about our fucking game. I want them talking about us. Well, all right, enjoy your lunch.
Welcome, listeners, to The Extra Inch. My name's Windy, and I'm just here by myself to do a quick one-man pod, because I said on the podcast that we'd talk about the homegrown players rule and how that it impacts on our squad building this summer, and I kind of thought about it and realised that actually it's quite a technical subject that needs a bit of explaining and probably not a great deal of conversation, and so maybe it doesn't sit quite right in the main pod. So instead I thought I'd do a standalone one-man podcast in which I will speculate a little on the players we might sell this summer and also how this will impact on our squad building for the Premier League and a UEFA competition next season, be that the Champions League or the Europa League. So, the rules. I'll start with the relatively simple one, which is the Premier League homegrown players rule. The basic point is that we can name a maximum of 17 non-homegrown players in our 25-man squad. The common misconception about the requirement is that clubs must name 8 homegrown players in their squads. This is not the case. We do not need to include 8 homegrown players. We will not need to name players who are under 21 on our squad list. More on that in a moment. I've seen people in the past say things like, oh, well, you know, Jamie Donnelly will be a homegrown player, so he'll fill the void. On that, firstly, we don't need to name 8 homegrown players, as I've just said, so there's no void to fill. And secondly, we don't need to name Jamie Donnelly at all because he's only 19. However, once he is over the fresh threshold, for which, for him, that'll actually be 2026-27, he will need to be listed in our 25-man squad and he will indeed be a homegrown player, which is good news. So, to be clear, we are very much free to name fewer than 8 homegrown players, but if we were to do that, we'd also therefore name fewer than 25 players in our squad. For example, if we only have 7 homegrown players, we can name a 24-man squad. If we only have 6 homegrown players, we can name a 23-man squad, 5, 22, etc, etc. Of course, we can supplement our squad with under-21s, they're essentially freebies, but to reiterate, we can name a maximum of 17 non-homegrown players in our Premier League squad. Here's the definition of a homegrown player. Be ready for the longest sentence in the world. It has several clauses. Here we go. A homegrown player is defined as one whom, irrespective of nationality or age, has been registered with any club affiliated to the Football Association or the Football Association of Wales for a period, continuous or not, of 3 entire seasons or 36 months before his 21st birthday, brackets, or the end of a season during which he turns 21. Crystal clear? We thought that Pat Matasar was going to qualify as a homegrown player this summer due to a loophole around his registration. We thought we'd kind of registered him and then sent him on loan, and that he was then therefore going to have been at the club long enough to qualify as a homegrown player because he's been registered with the club continuously for 3 seasons. But some detective work by Alistair Gold has unearthed some information on Pat Matasar that I think it's due to him not having had the right to work in the UK for part of his registration. Alas, he will not qualify as a homegrown player either in Premier League or UEFA League terms. I'm going to talk about our squad now, and you might find that you struggle to kind of just listen to this and actually need to visualise it. So there's an article on my blog, windycoys.com, which is called Summer 2024 Squad Planning. And at the bottom of that, you'll see some screenshots of spreadsheets. I love a spreadsheet, which might help with listening along to this section. So up to you, but you might want to pause now, bring that up on your screen and then restart the pod. Otherwise, you know, I'll just read out lists of names and hopefully you'll be able to kind of understand what I'm getting at. I'm also, for this section, going to assume that both Perisic and Dier will leave. Their transfers are kind of due to go through, so let's assume that is the case. So, who are our homegrown players? Well, right now, as of this season, we have 8. We have Fraser Forster, Ben Davis, James Maddison, Alfie Whiteman, Brandon Austin, Ryan Sessegnon, Oliver Skipp and Brennan Johnson. And then we also have some players currently out on loan who will be considered homegrown players. They are Joe Roden, Japhet Tanganga and Jed Spence. And from next season, because they will pass the age threshold, we would also need to list Troy Parrott and Max Robson. And they would also both qualify as homegrown players due to the conditions mentioned earlier. I'm not expecting that many of you will have heard of Max Robson, but he's played quite a bit for our under-21s this season, predominantly at left-back. I would expect all of those currently out on loan, Roden, Tanganga and Spence, to leave this summer, plus probably Alfie Whiteman, Ryan Sessegnon, Max Robson. And there's also talk of both Oliver Skipp and Troy Parrott leaving. And were that to happen, it would leave us with 5 homegrown players. Forster, Davis, Maddison, Austin and Johnson. Now, in some ways, that is an argument for Oliver Skipp to stay, despite the fact that he hasn't played since he got 4 minutes at the very beginning of February. In my opinion, it's an even stronger argument for Troy Parrott to stay for the coming season. He's had a really strong season in the Eredivisie for Excelsior, with 8 goals and 4 assists in just over 1,300 league minutes, and it has been reported that he's being chased by some Bundesliga clubs. Such has been his successful season. As I said earlier, we will not need to name players who are under 21 on our squad list, so we can, of course, augment our squad with younger players. And this is one reason why I've been saying for quite a while that I've been a bit disappointed with the lack of integration of young players this season, because it could have really helped with depth. For the 2024-25 season, that's next season, players considered under 21 will have been born on or after the 1st of January 2003. So from next season, as well as Troy Parrott and Max Robson, as mentioned before, Dragushin, Saar and Udogi would need to be named on our squad list. So what does this mean in terms of our under-21s being available to us, unlisted? Well, for the coming season, we could still have a number of freebies who are fairly well-known names, the likes of Niall John, Iago Santiago, Matthew Craig, who's currently really excelling in League 2 with Doncaster and probably likely to move up to League 1 on loan next season, I would say. Josh Keeley, who also is doing a great job on loan, he's at Barnet, and I would say likely to move to a league club next season. Alejo Veliz, who's currently not playing a lot at Sevilla, 23 minutes in total, bit of a funny one that loan. Jude Soonsup Bell, who we signed from Chelsea. Dane Scarlett, Charlie Sayers, Alfie Devine, who's currently at Plymouth. Jamie Donnelly, Luca Gunter, Alfie Durrington, Will Lankshear, Ashley Phillips, who's with Devine at Plymouth, George Abbott, Tyrese Hall, Damola Ajayi, Leo Black and Mikey Moore. Some of those players will ultimately be sent on loan, and of course, only a handful of those have tasted any meaningful first-team football with us to date. So Valise, Scarlett, Donnelly, Devine, Niall Johns played a half of football. So we can't exactly bank on that list, I would say. What it looks like then in terms of our 17 non-homegrown player list is the following. Son, Bissouma, Vicario, Richarlison, Bentancur, Romero, Porro, Kulusevski, Van de Ven, Dragushin, Saar and Udogi. That's in age order, by the way. All of these lists will be in age order. That's 12 players that I think we can all agree will stay unless, for example, we get a ridiculous offer for Richarlison or maybe even Bentancur, who perhaps could be expendable. And then we need to factor in Timo Werner, who I think in all likelihood will stay, along with Højbjerg, Lo Celso, Reguilón, Ndombele, Royal, Solomon and Hill. Players who probably want to leave, may well go, but who knows if we'll be able to find takers for them. In total, that's 20 players for 17 spots before we've done any buying or selling at all. In terms of the homegrown players, we have Fraser Forster, Ben Davis, James Maddison, Alfie Whiteman, Brandon Austin, Ryan Sessegnon, Oliver Skipp, Brennan Johnson, Troy Parrott and Max Robson. So that's 10 players. But it goes down to 7 when you take out Whiteman, Sessegnon and Robson, who I do think are very likely to go. So you get a feeling for how complicated this is and how we need to do a lot of selling, loaning and maybe even releasing before we even make a single signing. Now, here's where things get even more complicated. The UEFA homegrown players rule. The UEFA rules are a little different to the Premier League rules. If you're interested in reading them in full, you can Google UEFA Article 45 and you'll see the quite complicated laws for the UEFA competitions. Basically, UEFA don't just want clubs to have players trained elsewhere in the FA structure. They have additional requirements for club-trained players because they want to encourage clubs to bring through their own young players, which I think we can all agree is a good ambition to have. The good news is that last year a rule change was implemented whereby Welsh players who trained at clubs affiliated with the English league system now count as homegrown in Europe, and they previously would have counted as foreign players. So for us that means that Ben Davis and Joe Roden, who both trained at Swansea, would now count as homegrown. With UEFA, you have List A and List B. List A consists of non-homegrown players, club-trained players and association-trained players, and List B consists of your under-21 players. However, only under-21 players that have been eligible to play for the club for any uninterrupted period of 2 years or a total of 3 years with 1 year-long loan can be included. So what this means for us is that Ashley Phillips, Alejo Valiz and Lucas Bergvall will not be eligible for List B for this season and therefore will have to be named on List A if we want to play them. And likewise, we can't include June Soon-Suk Bell, one of our young wingers, on our List B until January 2025, since he joined from Chelsea in January 2023. If we wanted to name a full 25-man squad in UEFA competition, we'd need at least 4 association-trained players and 4 club-trained players in List A, i.e. players over 21 or players that haven't been at the club for 2 years. Those that currently qualify as List A club-trained players are Alfie Whiteman, Brandon Austin, Japhet Tanganga, Oliver Skipp, Troy Parrott and Max Robson. As discussed earlier, many of these could well leave, so do we keep Oliver Skipp and Troy Parrott just to bulk out our UEFA squad? In my view, I think Parrott is well worth a look in pre-season, so, you know, see how he integrates, see how he gets on, but I think Skipp has shown that he's not a good fit for Ange Ball. And bearing that in mind, you might start to see why the likes of Marcus Edwards, Kyle Walker-Peters and even Nabil Bentaleb might be attractive potential signings, because we can include them under the List A club-trained players, and it doesn't take away from the list of non-homegrown players we have. For the List A association-trained players, we have Fraser Forster, Ben Davis, James Maddison, Joe Roden, Ryan Sessegnon, Jed Spence, Brennan Johnson, Jude Soon-Suk Bell and Ashley Phillips. Again, we can expect several of these to leave, either permanently or on loan, and I would expect the 4 to be Forster, Davis, Maddison and Johnson. That means the rest of List A is tight. We have Son, Basuma, Vicario, Richarlison, Bentancur, Romero, Porro, Kulusevski, Van de Ven, Dragushin, Udogi, Saar, that's 12, and then maybe Valiz, maybe Bergvall. That leaves space for 3 to 5 new players. We also have to consider, though, Højbjerg, Lo Celso, Royal, Solomon, Hill. Will any of those stay? If we end up unable to offload those players, you can't just have them not included. I mean, you can, but it's not ideal. So that needs to be factored in as well. And, you know, when we think about what the squad needs, I think this summer we need to try to sign a backup right back. I don't think Royal is an inverted right back. A backup left back. I don't think Ben Davis is an ideal inverted left back in the long term. And I don't think Ryan Sessegnon can be relied upon. A left centre-back, we sign Dragushin, but he doesn't look comfortable on the left, so probably need to sign a left-sided centre-back. A defensive midfielder, someone to rotate, compete with Basuma. A left-winger, Nathan's dribbly boy, and maybe an attacking midfielder. That is, if the left-winger can't cover attacking midfield, or, you know, maybe they have such faith in Bergvall or Devine or Donnelly that Madison's minutes can be managed that way. Or, you know, maybe they'll keep Lo Celso. So we've been linked with the likes of Gallagher, Eze, Tosin and Kelly, all of whom would be really helpful for the Premier League squad because they would count as homegrown, but not so much UEFA because we've already got our association trained four. By my reckoning, we've got capacity for a maximum of four non-homegrown players in the Premier League list, and that's assuming that we sell all of Royale, Solomon, Lo Celso and Højbjerg. Although that four could become five if we were open to selling Bentancur or Richarlison or not signing Timo Werner. And for UEFA, if we want to register Valise and Bergvall, we only have capacity for three, again, unless we sell someone. So there we have it, a complex summer of squad planning is ahead, and there are plenty of reasons, I believe, to give opportunities to our own young players going forward so that we can plug gaps in the near future and also not be faced with similar issues to come. You can see how much will go into this work amongst the recruitment team. And so when you see people posting lists of players we should sign on Twitter, many of whom will be non-homegrown, many of whom will be identified via Football Manager, it's just not realistic.
You have been listening to The Extra Inch with me, Windy, my sidekick and best friend, Barney, and our tactics guy, Nathan Aklar. If you like this, there's plenty more at patreon.com/TheExtraInch. Production is by Nathan A. Clark. Our logo, artwork and website are designed by Trayton Miller. Our music is by David Lindmer. You can find him on Instagram at David Lindmer. Do check him out. He's great. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at The Extra Inch. Email us at podcast@theextrainch.co.uk. Subscribe, leave us a rating and a review. And most importantly, be sure to tell all of your Spurs friends. Shout out to the ex-subs, we love every single last one of you. And of course, come on you Spurs.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.